All right. How you doing? My name is Ronald Major, and I'm one of the guys, but there's a few of us going through this that we're going through, and I want to speak to you from my heart and what I see and what I first believe and what I now believe. What I seen when I first came here was sweet, was so awesome, was so unique. It was power. It was sent from God, I thought, and it was real. It was from my heart, I thought. But then my mind started seeing truth. God was in it, but the devil was in it too. And he tried to destroy our life by telling us a lie, maybe putting us out. Maybe the thunderstorm coming, maybe it ain't. But if it is coming, we'll be out the way. And I thank God because of that. But if it don't come, then these people will be attacked by God, who's king, who's love, who's truth, who's coming from above, and will destroy all evil that I see. And if I'm evil, he will destroy me. But I'm not speaking to you to tell you lies, I tell you the truth. And that's just my understanding. That was from my heart. I just spoke from my heart and what I believe and what I saw, you know. But I really saw, man, when we first came here, man, it was awesome. It was good, it was straight, you know. But then after they started seeing that they accepted us, that it was kind of hard to accept. I believe the people should have first looked at the way that we are, that who they was going to accept. Okay, we're going to accept New Orleans. We know what New Orleans is all about. First of all, New Orleans was never trained to live the way that the people wanted to live. Like I see the Army members down here. People that go to the Army are trained to do the thing that they do. Man, that's people from New Orleans. We not trained, you know what I'm saying? So they, I believe they got to deal with what they got. They can't just say, okay, well, I'm going to accept you in my home and then throw you away because I don't like you. I mean, you should have thought that way before you had us come in. You know that if you was going to like us or not. And it's not about liking, it's about the heart that serves, you know, serve God. It's about the heart that's real. And that's how I feel. You know, I feel that if I'm going to accept somebody, I'm going to accept them because I love them. Now, if we'd have made it, now, if we'd have done something wrong to leave out of that gate, like I have left out of the gate, and I've been out of there because the curfew was at 11 o'clock. I left out of the gate, and things went wrong while I didn't make it back at 11 o'clock. You know, I made it back a little bit right after. And, yeah, I got put out of the gate, and I had some of these people, Red Cross, help me get back in. Now, I feel that way, but not coming at the people because they see a way to get them out. You know what I'm saying? They say, okay, well, we have another thunderstorm coming, so the New Orleans people, we're going to all throw them out. I just feel that it's coming wrong, and I believe that God is in it to make it right, you know? And that's my understanding.
What are you being told where you're going to go?
I'm going to Atlanta with my mother. I want to go to New York because I've never been there before in my life. I've been here once when I was a little kid, but I want to go to New York. And I believe New York is a good place for me to go. But my mother is telling me it's crazy up there. Come to Atlanta with her, and I will have a place to stay in the hotel. And I also see a bus riding over there. Man, I just missed it. It might be going to the airport. Man. And, man, I just missed it if that was it. So I love y'all, and I appreciate y'all. Yeah, I'm going to go try to look for me a ride.
And what's your name?
My name is Ronald Major. My poetry name is Magnificent.